Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden is traveling this week campaigning for his nearly $2 trillion economic relief package. And he's in Wisconsin today appealing directly to voters at a CNN town hall before heading to Michigan. Meanwhile, in Washington, Democrats are planning to push through the bill without any congressional Republican support. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. She joins us now. Hey, Tam.
Hey.
So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked today about why the president is visiting a swing state. And here's what he said.
The president felt that he could have a good conversation with people about the path forward and also even people who disagree with him. So it was not more complicated than that.
Okay, Tam, is it really that simple?
He just wants to go to a state that was pivotal to his win in 2020 to talk to people, a state that has a likely very contentious Senate race in 2022 with Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican, up for re-election. He had a difficult, challenging, tight re-election last time. So, you know, it could be that simple. That he just wanted to go to the middle of the country to talk to people, as one White House official put it to me. But there are lots of reasons to visit Wisconsin politically.
Yeah, politically. Absolutely. You know, the White House also announced an increase in coronavirus doses sent to states this week. What does this tell you about how Biden's vaccination rollout is going right now?
Yeah, what they're saying is that with this new bump up in the number of doses going out, the amount of doses being sent out to states has increased more than 50% since he took office. In addition, they announced that the number of vaccine doses going to local pharmacies, this is above and beyond the doses going to states, that that is going from 1 million doses a week to 2 million doses a week. Now, we knew that the number of doses available was going to slowly increase. It's not clear exactly what the Biden administration has done to make this happen or whether they've sped it up. Jen Psaki said that President Biden owns this pandemic, that he has only been in office a month, but he is working this hard because he knows how important it is. Then she also said, and the Trump administration left us with an empty cupboard and had states out on their own trying to figure this out. So they are, in a way, trying to have it both ways, saying they own this, they want to make it happen, but also, like, blaming the guy before them, which is a time-honored tradition in presidential politics.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about this relief bill. It has the support of some Republican mayors and governors and even voters, but it's overwhelmingly opposed by congressional Republicans. How is Biden approaching this situation in Congress?
And I've spoken with some of these mayors, and the mayors and governors came and met with the president last week at the White House. And the amount of emphasis that the White House is putting on the support they have from state and local officials is an indication that they don't have congressional Republicans that they can point to as being on their team. So Biden's legislative affairs team is working this. They are still talking to Republicans, even though they don't anticipate overwhelming Republican support. And the other thing they have to worry about, though, is also keeping all of the Democrats in line, because they have the narrowest of margins in the House and the Senate. They want to use a procedure that requires, you know, 50 plus one in the Senate, and they need to keep everyone in line.
Okay, so should this relief bill pass, I mean, Democrats are already talking about using GOP opposition to the bill against Republicans in the 2022 midterms. Is the GOP at all worried about that?
If they were worried about it, they aren't really showing it. From the GOP perspective, certainly they feel like they have things to run on in 2022, including complaining about the schools not being reopened to the satisfaction of many parents and blaming the Biden administration for that. They have a lot they're going to talk about. It's not clear whether they'll be trying to talk about this COVID relief bill. And if they do, I bet you will hear words like a $1.9 billion bailout of Democratic, priorities. Certainly, Republicans will find a way to campaign against it.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome.